Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 17th. A calm and lazy Friday afternoon in Paonia was disrupted when a wildfire struck up and blazed hotly for over an hour. The fire started sometime after noon and sent large plumes of smoke drifting over town. The fire started in a field north of Price Road and south of Highway 133. It was in a dry area of tall grass, farmland, and pastures, about 300 yards southwest of Paonia High School, behind the Highwire Hops Field. Around 12:45, neighbors and volunteer firefighters from the Paonia Fire Department battled the blaze. Neighbors dragged garden hoses out into the field and helped beat down hot spots with shovels. Here, one neighbor talked with KVNF News about what he saw. Okay, and what's your name, sir?
My name is Barry Smith.
And where do you live?
I live right across the street.
What's the address out here?
This is 414 Price Road.
Okay, and tell me, when did you see the fire first?
My wife saw it maybe 25 minutes ago.
And it seemed to have sprung up pretty fast, huh?
Yeah, it was starting over there in that part of the field, and it's since spread into where there's lots of trees, lots of growth that hasn't been controlled in quite a while, so it's on the move.
In the past, has this been an area where people do controlled burns?
That I don't know, but I know this has burned in the past because my neighbor was just telling me that, and I can see evidence of it. So,
and it seems like the firefighters were out here pretty fast.
Yes, very fast response, and they're on it now, so there's a good team out there doing what they're supposed to be doing, so that was good. Good fast response.
The weather was dry, breezy, and warm. In other words, perfect fire conditions. Hot spots would start up in tall thickets, only to be doused by firefighters. Most of the main blaze was contained as of 2 p.m., but firefighters remained on scene and kept a watchful eye, hoping the wind would not kick up again. Officials and neighbors did not know the cause of the fire at the time, and no one speculated why or how it started. As of 2 o'clock, no homes were threatened, and there were no reported injuries. Colorado is now the first state in the country to allow all Olympic athletes training in Colorado to get in-state college tuition. Right now, it only applies to athletes living at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. Bensa Berkland has more.
Governor John Hickenlooper signed the bill into law in front of the head of the U.S. Olympic Committee, as well as a handful of athletes, including long-distance runner Jenny Simpson. She trains in Boulder, and at the 2016 Rio Olympics, she won a bronze medal in the 1500-meter race. She thinks the law will help a lot of future athletes.
Any time in any way that we can incentivize and make the path towards education easier, that's a really positive thing to do, especially for athletes that are really committing a large section of their life to competing for the Olympic team.
Utah has a similar law. However, unlike this one, it doesn't apply to Paralympic athletes. But schools wouldn't be required to offer in-state tuition. It just paves the way for it. It's estimated the law could impact about 350 athletes training here. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The regular meeting of the Paonia Town Council last week started off with some good news.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I'm Neil Ferguson. Do solemnly swear by the ever-living God. That I will support the Constitution of the United States. The state of Colorado. The ordinances of the town of Paonia. And faithfully perform the duties. Of chief of police upon which I am about to enter.
And with that, Neil Ferguson was officially sworn in as Chief of Police. Ferguson assumed the rank of Chief and succeeded Scott Leon, who resigned as Chief in 2015 before accepting a position with the Gunnison County Sheriffs. Ferguson wasn't the only one swearing an oath last Tuesday night, as Stuart Burge was sworn in as Paonia's 4th police officer. Burge took the oath in front of a large contingent of family and friends who came to witness the event. In other matters of business, the council approved 5 changes to work orders for the ongoing waterline replacement project. And in a much-debated move, the council voted to approve Resolution 2017-06, which establishes standards of conduct for elected officials of the town. The resolution was discussed in an hour-long work session before the meeting and was again debated at length during the meeting. The three-page document establishes a scope of authority for trustees, sets standards of personal conduct, and cites specific consequences for violation of those standards. In his opening remarks to the board and in answer to questioning by trustee Bill Bruner, Mayor Charles Stewart said that the resolution was necessary so trustees recognize the chain of command. He also said that trustees' conduct in meetings have had a lack of civility and professionalism that has created unnecessary division on the board and in the town. Trustee Bill Bear's comment was, quote, "It's a shame we've arrived at this point, but here we are," end quote. After lengthy discussion, the resolution passed by a 4-2 vote. Trustees Bruner and Suzanne Watson were opposed. The next scheduled meeting of the Paonia Town Council is Tuesday, April 25th. In a press release, Delta County announced that Elise Ackerman Castleberry has accepted the position of Community and Economic Development Director, effective May 1st, 2017. Elise Ackerman Castleberry has worked with local governments for 16 years in varying roles with a background in economic development, long-range planning, grant writing, public administration and finances, public policy, community engagement, and strategic planning. A Western Slope native, Elise grew up in Montrose and Durango and has lived in Delta County for 7 years with her husband and 4 boys. She understands the challenges and tremendous opportunities ahead of Delta County and is excited to bring her experience and background from her work across Western Colorado to the place she calls home. She is a graduate of the University of Colorado with a BA in Environmental Studies and of Prescott College with an MA in Ecology and Resource Management and an adjunct professor with Adams State University. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.